It's Marilyn Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Welcome back to The Checkup, a weekly series about how healthcare is changing in Maryland. For the past month, we've spoken with a lot of people about the Affordable Care Act. Everyone from uninsured young Baltimoreans like Amanda Schmidt about how much she could afford to pay for insurance.
I'd really like to pay under $70 a month for me. I think that would be affordable.
To Kathleen Westcote, president and CEO of the nonprofit Healthcare Access Maryland, which has a grant to connect uninsured people in central Maryland with health insurance. We asked her whether there would be enough navigators to help guide people through the new marketplaces.
I think it will be enough. We're assuming that it's probably going to take 45 minutes to sit down with a client and explain everything and to ultimately help them, determine what they qualify for.
We spoke with Karen Politz, who's been following healthcare reform at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Most people who have insurance get it through their employer. We asked her if they should be paying attention to the new exchange.
In general, if you're eligible for coverage at work and it's, decent coverage and your employer pays most of the premium, you certainly can go to the marketplace and look at other plans that are for sale that you could buy on your own, but you won't be eligible for those premium and cost-sharing subsidies.
All of our conversations have been in some way about today. It is Tuesday, October 1st. The government is closed. Maryland's new health insurance exchange, the new marketplace, is open. It's called the Maryland Health Connection. If you're looking for health insurance, there are probably two things you want to know. How does the new exchange work, and how much will insurance cost? In a few minutes, we'll speak with Maryland's largest health insurer about the cost. First, we hear from Rebecca Pierce, executive director of the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange, which runs the Maryland Health Connection. When we spoke yesterday, I asked her what people who want to apply for insurance on the exchange need to have at hand.
Well, the first thing that they need is really just their basic information, name, social security number, basic information that they're going to have. If they're looking for financial assistance from the federal government or to determine whether or not they're eligible for Medicaid or financial assistance, they'll need income information to be able to support that application process.
What if they have qualms about putting income information on the web?
We have done extensive work to make sure that Maryland Health Connection is as safe as it can possibly be. We have run scans on all of our data, all of our code to make sure that it's secure. The servers that Maryland Health Connection sits on are abundantly secure. We've received all of our security approvals from the federal government to make sure that we can do this. If somebody is uncomfortable inputting that information, they can fill out a paper application and hand it in.
Where do you expect people to go?
Physically, we have in-person assisters across the state. We have brokers ready to support us. We have navigators on site across the state. We've got local health departments, departments of social services, all ready to support anybody who physically wants to walk in and talk to somebody face-to-face. We also have a call center that's already up at 855-642-8572 that is ready to answer calls, be able to support anybody who's coming in.
So what kind of time should people be expecting to put into the Maryland Health Connection?
I think if they were going end-to-end, an individual could, and they are seeking financial assistance, they could complete that application in as fast as 30 minutes. That's assuming that they are ready and willing to make that decision right then and there. It's not necessarily an easy decision to make. You might want to talk to people about what does it mean to have a $1,500 deductible? Should I be willing to pay more up front or on a monthly basis? There are a lot of questions and nuances about health insurance. So I would hope that people are talking to their neighbors and friends about what insurance they have and what and help them form decisions about what would be good for them.
How is interacting with the Maryland Health Connection, how does that compare to buying insurance now?
Very differently. So today in the individual market, into what's called an underwritten market. So individuals have to provide all of the information, all of the prescriptions they've taken, all of the times they've gone to the doctor, any information on pre-existing conditions over the past 5 years or so. They then submit that information. It could be a 3 to 8 week process to determine whether or not the carrier actually chooses to cover you, because they can deny you today for things such as acne, for example. And so beginning in January of 2014, when these plans become effective, no individual individual can be turned down for any pre-existing condition. So there's none of that pre-existing medical history. There's nothing that needs to be shared. The information that needs to be shared from a financial perspective is only for those individuals who are seeking financial assistance from the federal government, these tax subsidies, or to determine whether or not they're eligible for Medicaid. There are, for people who don't want to seek that assistance, they can just fill out a very basic application, name, address, information, choose their plan, and move on. So it's very different from what the current market is.
What will you consider a successful opening day?
Success to me will be finally launching the thing that we have worked so hard to do over the last 2 years, knowing that we are able to open the doors for an 180-day process for individuals to get access to accessible, affordable coverage, and being poised to be able to address any concerns that come up immediately.
How soon would you know about problems?
We will be poised to know almost immediately. We will have a command center at our IT office watching to make sure that the systems are up and running, that people are not getting stuck on a specific page. We'll have inputs from our call center, from our navigators. Every 4 hours for the next week, we're going to have meetings to understand exactly what's going on in the market so that we can respond in real time to make sure that anything that comes up, oh, navigators can't log in for some reason, okay, we address that, we're moving forward, we have it addressed almost immediately. So we are very poised to address this on an hourly basis.
You talked about how complex making an insurance decision is. How long do people have to figure all that out and pick a plan?
For plans effective as of January 1, a decision needs to be made and payment received by December 18th. At any point following that, open enrollments is open until March 31st, so individuals can enroll any point through March 31st. At the point that they enroll as of March 31st, their enrollment would be effective May 1st, so it's a rolling period afterwards. But the open enrollment period goes through March 31st. Effective plans for January 1, the cutoff date is December 18th.
Rebecca Pierce is Executive Director of the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange, which runs the Maryland Health Connection. We spoke yesterday. The call center she mentioned, 855-642-8572. But this morning, the Maryland Health Connection website says it is having technical problems and asks consumers to check back at noon. On 88.1, this is The Checkup. On Maryland Morning, I'm Sheila Cast. With me by phone to talk about what she's seen so far since the new marketplace was supposed to open a little more than an hour ago is Christine Hall, Executive Director of Healthy Howard, which is helping people in Western Maryland navigate the exchange. Welcome to the show, Christine.
Hi, good morning, Sheila.
Good morning. So the Maryland Health Connection website says we're having connectivity issues and asks consumers to check back at noon. What are you seeing? How does this affect you?
Well, we have been notified by Maryland Health Connection that there are some connectivity issues, and we have shared that information with our partners. But right now we are seeing that because of that connectivity issue, they do expect it to be ready by noon. We have had individuals come in, and we are doing actually paper applications right now with some of those individuals, and we are also scheduling people for follow-up who are not able to do the paper application right now.
How many people are you seeing? I don't mean in hard numbers, but is the flow of people actually coming in to work with your team, is it about what you expected for opening day?
Right. Yes. So right now we have seen about 24 individuals, and that is the estimated number that we've seen thus far.
And are there any indication that the shutdown of the federal government is complicating things?
No, there is no immediate effect because of the government shutdown. We are still planning to operate and get people the help that they need in accessing affordable quality health coverage.
We spoke recently with Larry Gross, who's Executive Director of Market Development at Kaiser Permanente of the Mid-Atlantic States, one of the insurers. It's offering insurance plans on the exchange. And here's what he told us about the opening of the exchange.
I think there's got to be some understanding that everything is not going to work perfectly. And so there's a little bit of trepidation there in terms of, I think, the way the plans are getting ready and their implementation plans and working directly with the Maryland Exchange. And so I think there's a bit of hope that there's some patience in the market in terms of not everything necessarily working in the right way, whether it's a website or a calculation or some level of materials that need to get out the door. In some ways, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Do you share that perspective that this is a marathon, not a sprint?
Yes, absolutely. I would agree with Larry on that. We know that there are a lot of factors and agencies involved in implementing the Affordable Care Act in Maryland as well as nationally. And the Door to Healthcare, we are focused on our role in providing practical answers and personal support to individuals who are interested in learning about the benefits and changes in healthcare reform.
Are there challenges that are unique to Western Maryland that you face in helping people sign up?
Yes, there are some due to some of the rural communities that are part of our Western region. However, we're working with partners who are well-connected and have a history with working with their community, so we are just very excited to be working with them. We know that they know their communities best. And
okay, I'm trying to understand what these challenges are. You said that they have to do with rural communities. Tell me what this means. I get that you're excited. I think that's great, but I'm trying to understand what you're actually up against.
The accessibility to our folks, to the trained and certified staff that we have available throughout the Western region. So our trained and certified staff, because of these accessibility issues, our staff and our partners are going to go to where the individuals are.
So this is not accessibility online. This is physically getting people who want to do this face-to-face in the same room with somebody who can help them do it?
It may be both. It may be both online as well as in person.
And have you been able to get all of your team certified? I mean, do you have everybody at work who you expect to have at work, or will there be a bigger team after more training and more certification?
Many of our staff has been trained and certified, but there will be more coming up in another cycle that will receive more training.
So about what proportion of the people you expect to be working on this are actually ready and working today?
We have probably about half of our workforce, so we will have more than about 30. We have about 30.
Okay. I asked Rebecca Pierce the same question. How will you know if you've been successful on opening day?
Well, we'll be successful knowing that we have helped people with answering their questions about the healthcare changes that are coming, and knowing that we have at least gotten them started with the process of getting enrolled into healthcare coverage. And knowing that they've actually been successfully enrolled. So that's what success looks like.
Well, Christine, I appreciate you taking time to talk to us. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Sheila.
And good luck.
Thanks.
Christine Hall, Executive Director of Healthy Howard, which is helping people in Western Maryland navigate the exchange. And we turn now from how the exchange is running to how much the plans it offers might cost. Kaiser Permanente's Larry Gross also told us that insurers faced a lot of uncertainty when developing how much plans should cost on the exchange.
The biggest question that insurers are facing is trying to understand the risk of what's going to come into the market, meaning for all of these uninsured people who have not had care or haven't had care regularly over a period of time, how healthy or how sick are they going to be, and how do we account for that in the way we price?
That's a question Chet Burrell has also struggled with. He's president and chief executive officer of CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, Maryland's largest health insurer. And we should let you know, CareFirst is a funder of this series. We spoke with Burrell recently about plan premiums, and I began by asking how the plans that CareFirst offers have changed as a result of Obamacare.
Well, they're changing in a couple of ways. First, they offer what ACA calls essential health benefits. So it covers all kinds of services that the Affordable Care Act deems that people should get coverage for. Maternity, behavioral health, all kinds of medical services that are defined to be part of what is called essential health benefits. So in many ways, it broadens out what is covered, the kind of things you're covered for. That's one change. Other changes relate to the amount of out-of-pocket expense you have in the form of deductibles or copayments.
So overall, for the 8% or so of Marylanders who buy their own insurance, who don't get it through an employer, are their premiums going up?
If you're an existing subscriber, you currently have coverage, for most, the premiums will be higher.
How much higher?
Depends on your age. For every age, there is a different level of premium. And these are all very detailed rules under the Affordable Care Act. But the higher your age, the higher the premium. So it depends on what age you are. It depends on what coverage you currently have and versus what you're going to. So there are quite a few variables. But generally speaking, the premiums will be higher. Again, it depends on the product you're in. There's a huge number of products out there, all different types of products. So it's hard to make any completely safe generalization. But one generalization you could make is if you're in your 50s and 60s, high 40s even, you could see a flat or declining premium. And if you're younger, you could see a higher premium. But you're starting from a different place. Younger people today pay already less than older people pay.
We've been talking about it, the individual market. Most people who have insurance get it through their employers.
Their employer.
And will continue to, presumably. Those are group plans. Are the group market rates going up?
The group market rates are going up, but not anywhere near as much. And the reason for that, particularly in Maryland, is the way those group market rates have been historically set, which is in a manner very similar to what the Affordable Care Act requires. So, for example, in Maryland, for 20 years, we have been doing what's called guaranteed issue community rating. What that means simply is anybody can get a product. You cannot be turned away. That is one of the principal elements of the Affordable Care Act. It doesn't matter how sick you are, you can get a policy. And that's in the group market today and has been there for the better part of 20 years. And community rating means everybody's in the same pool. And
so what's new for the whole country in
is
the
not
Affordable
as
Care
new
Act is not as new in Maryland.
For small groups. We have been, and this is, I think, a great credit to Maryland. Maryland did many years earlier than the rest of the country, much of the rest of the country anyway, things that the Affordable Care Act is now requiring everywhere in the country.
This is the Checkup on Maryland Morning 88.1. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Chet Burrell, President and Chief Executive Officer of CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, Maryland's largest health insurer. Do you expect that the premiums that Maryland has approved for you to charge will cover your costs in insuring these people?
It's something I worry about. I don't know. We cannot charge rates that are not approved by the state of Maryland. So we filed what we thought would be rates that would cover the cost. And the only thing you can say is that those rate filings were based on what we made assumptions about, because nobody has any hard data about it. So we made assumptions. We filed the rates, and essentially, give or take a little bit, the state approved the rates we filed. And so if the assumptions about how many healthy people and how many sick people come in hold up, then the rates are adequate. If they don't hold up because more sick people come in than healthy people than was assumed, then they will be short. They will be not adequate. It will take a while to see that. You don't see that on day one. People go during the course of a year to the doctor, they go to a hospital, they have an admission, whatever happens to them. It takes a while for the patterns to come out. So we're not thinking that we will know whether the rates are adequate for some time.
Sometime meaning more than a year?
Perhaps more than a year. It takes a while because they have to get the service. People have to get the service. Then the physicians or the providers who provide the service have to bill it as a claim, has to be paid. And then you have to see it over time. You have to see a pattern. And typically, there can be fluctuations year to year even. So it will take a year or two, I believe, before the patterns become clear.
Chet Burrell is President and Chief Executive Officer of CareFirst, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Maryland's largest health insurer. Full disclosure, they are a funder of this series. Again, the Maryland Health Connection website says it is having connectivity issues and asks consumers to check back at noon. The Maryland Health Connection call center's phone number is 855-642-8572. That's it for today's episode of The Checkup. We've got more episodes of the series at our website, wypr.org/thecheckup. I'm Sheila Casta. Ahead on Maryland Morning, the Orioles hand the baton to the Ravens. Mark Hyman on sports. Stay with us on 88.1.